about incoming mortar fire, Glenn. I wasn't worried about when I could take my coffee break. I was worried about machine gun nests, bouncing Bettys, punji sticks covered in dung. That's what I was worried about, Glenn. Wasn't worried about whether my leave time would be granted and I had a room with a view. I was worried about staying alive. Back in the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Minnelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury. Quang 3-1967. I was at base headquarters, turning in my report, when General Wickets came over to me and said, just a second, Fury, just a second. I'm reading your reports of enemy KIA, and it says here, on the last battle, there were 56 enemy dead. I said, that's right, sir. We got 56 of the little maggots. He said, on your previous report, there's 41 dead. I said, yep, we were dragging them and bagging them. He said, well, Fury, that's the highest kill in action rate for anybody here in Nam. It seems to me you're inflating them a little bit. The other units go out, they kill one, maybe two enemy. You come out with 50? I said, if you don't believe me, come along with us. Unless you get a little too comfortable behind that desk, General. Ah! He said, by God, I will come with you. And so we went into Apache country. I said, keep your head down, General. Dangerous around these parts. He said, I don't see any VC. I said, oh, you will, General. And so we walked through the swamps, across the rivers and rice paddies. And the only sound they heard was crickets, frogs. He said, where's the enemy, Fury? I said, you'll see him, General. I'm telling you, you always see the General. You always see him. He said, all I see is a peaceful countryside. I think you're lying to me. Let me tell you something. If you're falsifying reports, that's a court-martial in fed. I said, General... You shut up. I'm out of here. I have a 3 o'clock tea time on the golf course. You know how hard it is to get time on that course here in Jolly Golf Course? I said, all right, General. He said, 56 enemy dead. You're lying to me, Fury. And with that, he turned around and marched back to the camp. I'm thinking, for God's sakes, this has never happened before. He wasn't gone 15 minutes before the whole world opened up. The enemy stiffs. I said, let's go. I took out my binoculars. I said, all right, I got the golf course in sight. I found where the general was. He was looking up on it. Who the hell's hovering over his hole? About 100 feet above my... I said, give me that loudspeaker. General! Let's take a break here. 800-544-9294 is my telephone number. We'll be back in a second with more of the Grease Man Show.